Good day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, July 25. Coming up, Mandela Highway to be expanded, Jamaica to participate in Zika vaccine trials, and over 800 performers to participate in this year's Grand Independence Gala. The details after this message.
Things are looking up for the manufacturing sector lately, you know. With the help of the Bureau of Standards, I was able to get my goods tested and certified to meet the import standards for the United Kingdom.
The Economic Partnership Agreement, financed by the European Union and implemented by the Planning Institute of Jamaica, is overseeing the ISO 17025 accreditation of several food testing labs. The project is also helping local manufacturers export to new markets overseas, all part of a long-term growth strategy for the sector.
In the next 5 years, I can see our company growing tremendously. Thanks, EU. Thanks, PIOJ.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has signed a contract for the rehabilitation and expansion of the Mandela Highway in St. Catherine. The $64 million US agreement will, among other things, see the highway being expanded from 4 to 6 lanes. The first stage of the expansion will begin at 6 miles and continue in the vicinity of the Portmore turnoff. The second stage will continue to the roundabout at Jose Marti Technical High School at Twickenham Park. The China Harbor Engineering Company, CHEC, will undertake the rehabilitation works. Mr. Holness says the upgrade is well warranted as the road is used by approximately 70,000 persons per day. It also has great strategic value in future plans to further grow Jamaica's economy.
Connecting the north and the south of Jamaica and the western part of Jamaica to Kingston, to the airport and to the port is critical. The development of the Caymanas lands, potentially a special economic zone, is critical. The objective is to connect Jamaica.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the contract signing for the upgrading of the Mandela Highway on Friday. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness is calling for the installation of speed detection cameras along the Mandela Highway in St. Catherine following planned upgrading works. Mr. Holness says the cameras are necessary to help curb the number of traffic-related injuries and deaths affecting the island each year.
But I'm going to here ask to see that those be pre-installed in the road so that we can capture those persons who are reckless in their driving, endangering their own lives and lives of innocent people.
Mr. Holness further laments the number of deaths caused by traffic accidents since the start of the year and is urging motorists to exercise greater caution. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says Jamaica will participate in a number of clinical trials to find a vaccine to treat the Zika virus. Minister Tufton says Jamaica's participation forms part of an international study to curb the spread of ZikV. The clinical trials are being supported by the World Health Organization, WHO.
Jamaica has agreed as part of the international thrust to find a resistance to the Zika virus through a vaccine. And so we are going to be participating in some clinical trials, which will begin not too long from now. And then if there's a vaccine for it, and people take the vaccine, then you will have built up the aided resistance towards it.
Minister Tufton was speaking at a recent Ministry of Health Southern Regional Health Authority Parish Town Hall meeting in St. Elizabeth. Jamaica is among 65 countries fighting ZikV. So far, the country has recorded 44 laboratory-confirmed cases. And over 800 performers are expected to participate in this year's staging of the Grand Independence Gala at the National Stadium on Saturday, August 6. Culture Minister Olivia Grange says the gala will capture the spirit of Jamaica's youth. The event is being held under the theme Youth Arising and will feature performances from the Boys and Girls Brigade and the Jamaica Combined Cadet Corps.
This year is an excursion into the exciting world of youth culture. It doesn't mean that it's not catering to all age groups, but we are going to be going into the world of youth and exploring their experiences. Youth in education, youth in technology, youth as creators of significant cultural expression, and youth growth and ambition.
The Grand Gala represents the culmination of activities for Jamaica 54 celebrations. Ms. Grange says the government is seeking to reintroduce float parades for next year's independence festivities. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.